Hey, grown-ups, how would you like to pay your old imaginary friends a visit? Better yet, why not bring them to the movies to see If in theaters May 17th? Written and directed by John Krasinski and also starring Ryan Reynolds, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, and the voices of many more familiar favorites, If is the story of a girl who can see everyone's imaginary friends and her quest to reunite them with their imaginators. Bring the whole family to see If in theaters May 17th. I'm pretty sure imaginary friends get in for free. If. In theaters, May 17th. Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder,
where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a
super tiny announcer.
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
What's everyone so excited about? And why is there a stage set up?
Haven't you heard, Mindy? The Beatles are coming.
Oh, I didn't think everyone would be so excited just to see the Beatles.
Mindy, the Beatles are only one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time. Hey, Jude, All You Need Is Love, Here Comes the Sun. They have some of the best songs ever written.
Yeah, I love those songs too, but you said the Beatles were coming.
Huh? Well, the Beatles are coming.
No, Beatles like the insects, Guy Raz.
Oh, so Paul and Ringo are not coming?
Nope, just a couple dozen hard-shelled insects with antennas. But I can ask them if they can sing a song or two for you.
That's okay. It wouldn't be the same, Mindy.
Camp Wee Wow is an awesome place. Physics, biology, and outer space. Science explorers with our headquarters.
No, Dennis.
Here at Camp Wee Wow.
Okay, that's enough. Hey, G-Force.
Two, three, four.
Mindy, no!
Where's the chicken?
Camp Wee Wow, the invisible summer camp for science explorers everywhere. I'm your camp counselor, Guy Raz.
And I just grew a bird out of birdseed.
Huh?
I mean, I'm Mindy. We're just about to wrap up Bug Week here at Camp Wee Wow, but before we do, please listen carefully as Dennis has a loud announcement for you.
A loud announcement? What does that even mean?
Excellent question, Guy Raz. A loud announcement means an announcement where I turn the intercom volume all the way up.
Here we go. Can everyone hear me? Fuzzy, quiet. This microphone picks up everything when it's turned up this high. Anywho, campers, don't forget to... Reggie, no, don't unplug that. I haven't finished with the announcement.
Okay, you can all remove your earplugs, campers. Thank you, Dennis.
All week long, we asked you to send us stories about a time where you found a bug in an unexpected place. And you came through. We're going to head on over to our Camp Wee Wow campfire, but first, our camp mascot, the Wow Cow, with a creepy crawly fact for you.
Hey, everybody, it's your favorite Camp Wee Wow mascot, the Wow Cow. And did you know that fruit flies were the first living creatures to be sent into space?
Huh.
And there's more where that came from. Camp Wee Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you. And by that, I mean moo.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to camp.
Welcome to the Camp Wee Wow Campfire, campers.
All week long, campers from around the world have been calling in with stories of finding bugs in unexpected places.
And now it's time to share these stories. Campers, take it away.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. I'm Emma from Athens, Georgia. My bug story is that I once walked into my room and I found a tiny brooch on my pillow. It was nighttime and I was about to go to sleep. And also, I also found a roach under the toilet seat when I was trying to go to the bathroom. I flushed the toilet and it went down with it. It was so scary.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. I'm Romy.
And I'm Ben.
We live in Vancouver, B.C. Our bug story is about a
ladybug
that we found on a ferry from Sunshine Coast to Vancouver. We named her Honeydew, fed her aphids, kept her for a while, then freed her to the wild.
That's incredible!
Hey, Mindy. And Guy Raz. And Reggie. And Grandma G-Force. And Thomas Fingerling.
And Dennis.
I am Isaiah, and I'm 11.
And I'm Wyatt, and I'm 7.
We live in Morrisville, North Carolina.
This is our bug story.
One time, our mom got up in the middle of the night because she was thirsty. So she drank most of the water, and when the cup was almost empty, she saw a big, hairy spider floating at the bottom of the cup. I can't believe she almost drank a spider.
I can't believe it!
Hi, my name's Avery, and I'm 7. My bug story is one day I was playing on the playground, and then I got stung by a wasp.
Hi, my name is Nora, and I live in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. One time, my cousins and I were searching for fireflies in their yard, and one of the fireflies came up to me and landed in my hair. I tried to get it out. Bye. I like being a part of Camp Wee Wow.
That's good.
I'm Indian Guy Raz. My name is Mila, and I live in Gahanna, Ohio. My bug story is that we were going on vacation with my grandparents, and when we got in the car, on my sister's side of the car, in the door jam, there was a 17-year cicada, and when we flipped it off, it just died. Bye.
Whew.
Hi, my name is Luca, and I live in the block named Roy City. My story is that I was in the grass one day with my dad and my sister Maya, and then a mosquito crawled on my leg and sucked half of my blood. And then I just came out the grass one. Thank you.
Did you hear that, Guy Raz?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name's Emmy, and I live in Florida. And my bug story is that I found a daddy long leg in my bathtub. And that's my bug story. Bye.
Yuck.
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Katie. I live in Denver, Colorado. And my bug story is that once we found a wasp nest on our balcony. Isn't that crazy? If there are wasps in it. Bye.
Wow, those stories really made my skin crawl.
Great job, campers. Thanks to you, I'll never be able to sleep again.
Well, campers, we had an amazing week with you, listening to Wow in the World, building our own bugs, eating snails, playing Two What's in a Cow, and sharing your bug stories.
Each and every one of you have earned your Big Bug Wowzer badge. Congratulations, campers.
Wow members, if you want to print and color your Wowzer badge, you can download the badge on our site at tinkercast.com/membership. You'll also find all of this week's crafts and games there, too.
We'll be back on Monday with a brand new theme. Until then, who wows?
We wow! Thanks for joining us this week for Camp Wee Wow.
Camp Wee Wow is written by Anna Zagorski and Ruth Morrison.
Sound design is by Timothy Day with help from our senior production director, Jed Anderson.
Jed also helps to wrangle Dennis.
That's me.
And Thomas Fingerling.
What? Who?
I think she said Grandma G-Force Fingerling.
No way, dude.
And Rhett Thomas proudly sweats it up in the Wow Cow mascot suit.
Ooh.
Special thanks to the rest of our Camp Wee Wow staff, Henry Moskal, Rebecca Caban, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, who powers the Wow at Tinkercast.
Our Camp Wee Wow theme song was written and recorded by Andrew and Polly. For more on their all-ages music, visit andrewandpolly.com.
And for more on any of this week's Camp Wee Wow activities or to claim your Wowzer badge, visit tinkercast.com/camp.
And to share videos or pictures from your own Camp Wee Wow experience, grown-ups, you can upload those to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Thanks again for a great week, campers. And remember, who wows?
We wow!
Wow in the World is made by Tinkercast.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.